Today is January the 15th, 2021, and it is Friday. Welcome to Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen. I'm your host for the program. And for this school year, we will be reading through the book of Psalms and Proverbs. But before we begin, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to our awesome God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. O Lord, you are the authority over this nation. You are the God who is beautiful beyond description. You are the creator. You are the one who directs our paths, an equal to no other. You are our Father. You are God alone and holy, 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 the intelligent designer, the just judge, and the key to the kingdom. You are Lord, mighty to save, and you promised that you would never leave us nor forsake us. Omnipotent, perfect, describe only you. Lord, you are the quintessential essence of all that has ever been and will ever be. You're the rock, our savior, the teacher of teachers. You are the upholder of our lives and the victory in truth. O Lord, you are the way and the life and the truth, the example we long to follow through your word. You are Yahweh and the God who has zero tolerance for sin. Lord, we come before you at the end of the week, thanking you for all that you have helped us with all week long. And now, Lord, we ask for favor over the weekend in the homes of our children. We ask for favor for our colleagues, and we ask that as they think about Martin Luther King, we pray, Father, that his message of nonviolence and looking to you pervades our whole society. Lord, he had a dream, and we have a dream too, to see you and be with you eternally. Let nothing get in the way. Oh Lord, set our hearts on that which is right for our students, right for our colleagues, right for our administrators, and right for our school communities and our nation. Oh gracious God, we don't know what to do, but our eyes are on you, the powerful, mighty, and marvelous King. We love you, Lord, and ask in the incredible name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen. Well, welcome, dear friends, to the reading of the Word of God, and you have a treat today. Psalm 84 is just beautiful. The Word of God, Psalm 84. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts! My soul longs, yes, faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and flesh sing for joy to the living God. Even the sparrow finds a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. At your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are those who dwell in your house, ever singing your praise, Selah. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, in whose heart are the highways to Zion. As they go through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. The early rain also covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength. Each one appears before God in Zion. O Lord, God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob, Selah. Behold our shield, our God. Look on the face of your anointed. For a day in your courts is better than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord is a sun and a shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the one who trusts in you. The Word of God, Psalm 84. Oh, praise God, for it is an amazing word, so encouraging. Now, the second thing that we love to do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to read our daily devotionals. And we have many different writers, and today is Nicori Thomas Brown. She entitled her devotional, Fasting, the prayer. Father, I find strength in you. I need your help with crucifying my flesh and strengthening my spirit. Please give me grace to push my plate back and have self-control. I repent for letting my stomach be my God. You are the one true and living God who gives me joy. In Jesus' name, amen. The scripture that Nakori chose is Mark 9, verse 29. So he said to them, "This kind can come out by nothing but prayer and fasting." Is living a life of fasting impossible? Are we too busy as teachers to devote time to God? Why does the Bible instruct us to crucify our flesh daily? It is not impossible to live a life of fasting. If it were, Jesus would not have demonstrated how it could be done. He fasted 40 days. So for 40 days, Jesus crucified his flesh and fed his spirit. The devil loves when we starve or neglect our spirit and feed our flesh. We feed our flesh by giving in to our own desires. You should not give your flesh everything it wants. The more you feed your flesh, the more you weaken your spirit. If your spirit is weak, how can you stand and fight spiritual battles? I encourage you to read Ephesians 6, 10 through 19, which is the armor of God. In these scriptures, we are told to stand multiple times. Your spirit will not be able to stand or withstand if it has been starved and deprived. Now, you are probably wondering, how do you feed your spirit? Well, Jesus gave the perfect response when the devil was tempting him after his fast ended in Matthew 4, 4. So you feed your spirit by reading the Word of God. You may be thinking, how could reading the Word make my spirit strong to be able to stand against the wiles of the devil? Well, part of the armor of the Lord is the sword of the Spirit. Notice this time the word Spirit is written with the letter S in uppercase. This signifies that the scripture is referring to God's Spirit. Part of the armor used to destroy attacks of the enemy during spiritual battles is the Word. How does the Word abort the devil's missions? In Hebrews 4:12, it gives a great explanation. The Word is so powerful because it is God, according to John 1:1. It is impossible for the devil to stand against the Word. He is not more powerful than God. This is why the devil does not want you to feed your spirit. When you know the Word and speak it, it is a mighty weapon to crush the attacks of the enemy and his demons. Why would the devil want you to use a weapon against him? Well, Satan will use every tactic he has to discourage you from fasting. There is no way that the enemy can defeat a fasting and praying Christian. This is why it is vital to fast. I encourage you to strengthen your spirit for the battle involved in changing your students' lives. And that, my friends, was Nakori Thomas Brown and her devotional called Fasting. Now, the remainder of our time together is our theme for this school year, Prayer, Care, and Dare. We pray 180 different scriptures each day, the Word, the sword of the Spirit. We also try to give you 180 suggestions for caring for others on your campus and 180 guidelines to help you to dare to live out your life as a Christian in the public schools, both legally and gracefully. Let us begin with prayer. And just like Nakori said, we say a scripture each day, not just to say it, but to pray it and for it to be our sword. Today's scripture is Romans 2, verse 4. "Or do you presume on the riches of his kindness and forbearance and patience, not knowing that God's kindness is meant to lead you to repentance?" Oh, let us be kind, Christian educator. Let our kindness to our students and colleagues point them to the riches of God's kindness. And now I'm going to pray this scripture, and it's only a sample prayer, but a true prayer from my heart to your heart to his heart. I hope you try it too. "To the name above all names, your kindness to us is overwhelmingly amazing. Help us, Lord, to never presume upon the riches of your kindness to us. Thank you for sending your Son to save us and for your incredible self-control and patience. Your kindness leads us to repentance. Will you help us to be kinder the rest of the school year? hoping that others will repent and know you more? We love you and stand in awe of your kindness. In the beautiful name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. I love how God works. You can't make this stuff up. I didn't plan the Corey's devotional and that prayer together at all. We love you, Lord. And now let's take a look at care. For during this crazy school year, we are going to have to be different. We're going to show that peace that lies within us. And the best way is to care for those that are on our campus, whether it's the students or our colleagues or the administration. We just need to be a little bit different this year. For Jesus admonished us, "By this all people will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another." So the best way to show love is to care for them. So that is why we give you a daily suggestion for something you might be able to do that's a small thing. And that's because Mother Teresa encouraged us. Not all of us can do great things, but we can do small things with great love. So for today, our 92nd day together, why not randomly send a postcard to a different student every week, just highlighting a positive trait that you appreciate? Now, you may not get to every kid, and that's not your plan. Just a few here and there, how beautiful. And they're going home to their house, so it's not like you're passing them out in class and kids are looking for, "Where's mine?" Now, certainly the word will probably get around, but keep track of who you sent the postcards to, just to be safe. Now, the final thing that we do is called DARE, which sounds so strong, right? But it's just basically knowing what you can and cannot do in the public schools as a Christian educator. And so we are using only 4 references this year, and we're on our 3rd one called The Teacher's Guide to Religion in the Public Schools. And we are going through it step by step, guideline by guideline. Today on day 92, it says, "Classroom discussions concerning religion must be conducted in an environment that is free of advocacy on the part of the teacher." Yeah, that's very important. So we just have to be neutral. We can neither encourage nor discourage religious discourse in our classroom. Just be wise. Now, we have a constitutionally protected prayer called the 1:16 p.m. prayer. And this mighty and small prayer is driven by an alarm. And it goes off, if you said it, of course, every day at 1:16 p.m. And that crazy time is totally based on Romans 1:16. "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek." Today, we're going to be praying a scripture. Please pray that we make the best use of our time. And that comes from Ephesians 5, verses 15 and 16. And now, dear friends, as we close out our Friday and our week together, let me remind you of a small portion from Psalm 84 today. "I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness. O gracious God, you are the only one who can forgive the wickedness of our nation. Lord, we bow before you and we seek your holy healing upon our land. We praise you and thank you for this day and your ways, and we ask for it in the mighty name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. The Lord your God is in our midst, a mighty God who saves. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you with his love. He will exalt over you with loud singing." And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the word and praying with you each school day. So until Tuesday, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.